I've always loved Armstrong Park, and as a teenager, I would go there to hide with a notebook and a pen, and I'd write for hours just sitting under some tree. The park always felt like it was welcoming me in, calling me to come and just sit and daydream. Back then, I didn't even know what Congo Square was. Not until I heard the drums one day and I followed them to this huge paved space. Now there were all of these beautiful brown faces drumming and singing and twirling as they danced, and I stood there and I just felt its pulse, and the welcome was louder than it had ever been. Every time I go now, especially on a Sunday when the drum circle gathers, I imagine that everything is rewinding 200 years to a time when my people came here to finally meet up and see familiar faces on a Sunday, to buy and sell, to drum and sing, to dance and to hug. I get so deep into rewinding that I imagine that maybe I only get to see my sister on Sundays in Congo Square. And we walk for miles just to meet here before the sun is high. Now, I'm happy to see her. I'm just as happy that she's still here and afraid of a day when she may not come. I welcome the feel of those cobblestones beneath my bare feet. And I know that the stones will always welcome me to this place. Congo Square is in my blood, and it's definitely under my skin.